USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
A mass shooting in Texas has the FBI's attention. The Joint Terrorism Task Force investigating this morning's shooting in downtown Austin. At least 13 people hurt, two of them in critical condition. Besides terrorism, Austin police say another possibility is that it's gang-related. This comes just hours after another mass shooting in Savannah, Georgia, Friday night. One dead, eight others hurt, a 2-year-old and a 13-year-old among those shot, both expected to survive. No arrests announced in either shooting. Vladimir Putin calls former President Trump extraordinary, talented, and colorful. In a recent interview with NBC News, through an interpreter, he shared his thoughts on President Biden.
President Biden, of course, is radically different from Trump because President Biden is a career man. He spent virtually his entire adulthood in politics. Just think of the number of years he spent in the Senate. A different kind of person.
The full interview will air Monday. McDonald's announcing yesterday it's the victim of a data breach affecting customers in South Korea and Taiwan. This is USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The return of the cruise industry hitting a snag. Two passengers on Royal Caribbean's The Celebrity Millennium test positive for COVID this week. The guests now in isolation and being monitored. All adult guests were required to be vaccinated before boarding. This is the first major cruise line allowing Americans, provided they were fully vaccinated. They also had to have a negative COVID test within 72 hours of departure last weekend. New voting laws across the country will be reviewed by the Justice Department. Attorney General Merrick Garland promising Friday to beef up its enforcement of laws meant to prevent discrimination.
We will use all existing provisions of the Voting Rights Act, the National Voter Registration Act, the Help America Vote Act, and the Uniform and Overseas Citizens Absentee Voting Act to ensure that we protect every qualified American seeking to participate in our democracy.
Garland says the number of employees in the DOJ Civil Rights Division will double in the next 30 days. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
The Justice Department now investigating itself, Wendy King explained.
Lawmakers say they want answers after a new article showed that a Trump-era request for lawmakers' cell phone data was retrieved as the former administration sought out leaks during the Russia probe. The Justice Department's Inspector General is looking into the seizure of House Democrats' metadata during the Trump administration. Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco referred the case to the IG. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and the chair of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Dick Durbin, say that former Attorneys General Bill Barr and Jeff Sessions must testify under oath to the committee. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
New York lawyers may have to follow controversial new guidelines. Here's Brad Bernards.
Just a few months after a federal court struck down a sweeping Pennsylvania ethics code for lawyers as unconstitutional, New York is considering similar versions. They're drawing the same warnings from First Amendment experts for creating something like a universal speech code for lawyers that follows them even into social situations. The proposals would subject New York lawyers to official investigation and possible punishment for using undefined, derogatory, or demeaning language against protected classes including race, sex, religion, and gender identity. From the West Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.